Hey everybody, today we're reading from Ephesians 3, chapter 4, or Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14 to 21. And this is a prayer, and I think we should today read it as a prayer, pray it as a prayer, and having specific people in mind maybe for the prayer, or maybe not, maybe just yourself or the church or whoever is on your heart. That's who this prayer is for today. So let's read this, and then we'll go little bit by little bit. So starting with a full reading of 14 through 21, Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So I'm going to go through this just a little bit by little bit, and I invite you to pray it along with me as I pray. And the opening verses 14 and 15 is Paul saying, you know, he's worshiping the Father, he's praying, and this is what he's praying for the people in Ephesus, and what we're praying today for those whom we love. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul ends with a benediction, which is also a prayer and also a blessing. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the work or to, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That is Paul's prayer. It's our prayer, my prayer for you, that may God abundantly, far more abundantly than you can possibly imagine, bless you with his glory, his power, through his Spirit, and that that may enrich you inside and out. It may strengthen your spirit even when times are wearying. And so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that Jesus is with you, inside and out, that he is around you, that he is within you, that he sits in your heart as one who gives love and forgiveness and grace, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, you being so ensconced in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints, to come to a knowledge with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ, and to know that that love of Christ surpasses all knowledge. We can't even possibly come to understand the fullness of it. And yet that's the prayer that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. That's the prayer for you, for me, and for the church, for our loved ones, for those who are hurting, for those who are in need of that strength, for those who are in need of that presence of Christ in their inner being to help them carry on, even when what they're carrying is very heavy. And we pray along with Paul that we know God is able to do far more abundantly than what we ask or think, what we can even possibly imagine, and that for him is the church, for him is Christ, for him we are. And throughout all these generations, since Paul, since our children, since we were children, since our grandparents and great-grandparents, those who have been part of the family of God for as long as we can remember, and we pray that that continues in our generations and the generations to come. And may God bless you and keep you. May the Lord look upon you with favor. May his face shine on you. And may he give you his peace. Amen.